You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with artist and teacher Heidi Thompson. She is the author of a new book, Calm, Focus, Joy, The Power of Breath Awareness, a practical guide for adults and children. Heidi has been practicing breath awareness for more than 30 years. She has pioneered an attention development program for children called Mind Mastery and was one of the first to teach breath awareness in public schools. Currently, Heidi lives and works in Vernon, British Columbia, Canada, and conducts breath awareness workshops and presentations in the area. Heidi, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So tell me, why did you write your book, Calm, Focus, Joy, The Power of Breath Awareness? What was the inspiration behind that?
Well, the inspiration was to help others enjoy the same things that I've benefited from over the last 30 years practicing breath awareness. I realized that it is probably the most important thing I have ever done in my life. And so I wanted to share it with children and adults the same, both the same.
What is breath awareness?
Breath awareness is a simple technique. It's a stress-reducing technique. It can be compared to several meditation techniques or therapies for stress reduction. But it's basically being focused and aware of the touch of breath. That's the whole technique. And it has a profound effect on reducing stress, which is probably the number one cause of many of our problems.
Most indeed. Now, you write that breath awareness helps to reduce stress, and you just mentioned it as well. Could you explain how that works?
Well, stress is caused by many things, but a big factor in stress is what we think about and how we react to our thoughts on both the conscious level and the unconscious level. So all day long, as we're going through life, we're reacting and reacting to thoughts. And some of these thoughts are conditioned thoughts. Some of them are just fears about the future, worries, lack of confidence. So we're actually producing our own stress. And breath awareness has the amazing effect of reducing it by diverting your attention away from those troubling thoughts, even if it's for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Staying focused on feeling the sensation of breath. And when you do that, when you feel the sensation of breath, you're giving your attention a break from reacting to all these stressful thoughts. So you're actually taking a vacation for a few minutes, letting your mind calm down, and of course your body starts reacting to this calmness. And all the stress hormones start to get reduced. Cortisol starts to diminish. And you actually feel better. You physically feel better. And science is proving that your body actually is no longer stressed out. So you have the power to reduce stress and experience calm. It's within our power to do this. And breath awareness is a great technique to use to experience this.
Today we are joined by artist and teacher Heidi Thompson. She is the author of the new book, Calm, Focus, Joy, The Power of Breath Awareness, a practical guide for adults and children, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Heidi, you also write that it is important to train the attention so we can focus better, and certainly that's important in business and in life in general. How does breath awareness accomplish those feats?
Well, for everyone who has focused on something they wanted to do and achieved it, they realize that if you pay attention to something long enough, you actually train the mind. You change the neural networks in the mind, and you develop new powers, new faculties. So with breath awareness, you're actually training the mind to stay focused on feeling the breath. And while doing that, you're developing more gray matter in the brain, you're developing the faculty of empathy, you're developing your faculty of attention. So you're actually developing capacity in the brain to focus. Then you can, after you've done breath awareness for a period of time, you can go about your business, and you'll find that you can focus on your work better, you make better decisions, you can listen to others more clearly without reacting, and all of these things will help you in business and achieve your goals. So it's basically using breath awareness to train the attention, to develop that faculty in the brain.
Can you give our listeners some tips on how they can begin to practice breath awareness?
Well, it's very easy. All you do is you find yourself in an undisturbed area or time of day. You sit quietly, preferably with your back nice and straight, and you focus your attention on the feeling of your breath coming in and out of your nose, and the one spot you focus on is just directly below your nostrils, right in that small area. Basically, that's all you do. You choose a time, maybe 5 minutes. You focus on the breath, the touch of breath, and when your 5 minutes is up, you can go about your daily affairs, and you will notice immediately changes. So you can do it at your office. You can do it while driving to work. You can do it while someone's talking to you or in a business meeting if you're losing your focus. So you can use it any time during the day, but preferably just keep practicing it every day diligently, and you will notice huge progress.
Heidi, where can the listeners get more information and to be in contact as well as purchase your book?
Well, my book is available everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, but you can go to my website. It's calmfocusedjoy.com, and you'll find lots more information and articles and get to know a little bit more about it. And hopefully, if you're interested in this technique, I don't know of any other book out on the market right now that teaches this unique way of doing breath awareness. There's different ones, but this is quite unique, very simple, and good for even very young children. So I'm hoping that everything you need is in the book to begin learning and then also teaching your children.
Very good. She is artist and teacher Heidi Thompson. She is the author of the new book, Calm, Focus, Joy, The Power of Breath Awareness, a practical guide for adults and children. And the website, once again, is calmfocusedjoy.com. Heidi, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, my pleasure, Eric. Goodbye, and have a great day.
You too. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.